Ah, CUNY Radio. My name is Corey Cool, and I represent Cool University. It is Friday, May the 27th, and all I gotta say is thank God it is Friday. This is the Daily Rap Podcast. You know you need in your life. You know that. And today's show should be nothing short of a great show. Might be a little quick, but it will be great. Because today we are celebrating not only one, but two amazing birthdays today. Now look, I do not ask you for much, but it's Friday, so I'm gonna ask you, can you please like the episodes, leave a comment, a five-star rating, or whatever you may think is fair, and most importantly, share these episodes, because you and I are part of a tribe that needs to continue to grow. If you are listening to this podcast, chances are I got your math. But if you don't want me potentially all up in your text messages dancing 7 a.m subscribe for notifications. And I'll still be dancing in your text message. Listen, for everything else, your comments, your ratings, and all things regarding today's episode, send that to cooluniversity.com. Now that that's out the way, how are you doing? I hope today has been good to you, like it has been good to me. Long night of radio last night. Hope you had the chance to join me on the voice of NCC 90.3 FM. Memorial Day weekend, yo, is on the horizon. Looking for the barbecues. Where they at, though? Trying to come eat up your food, drink up your liquor. Leave nothing behind but a smile. Gonna have a family day. Take the kids out this Saturday. Going to this Basquiat exhibit. Now, Kenzie, I know, is good. Model citizen. As long as you know that you have to make a purchase of one totally unnecessary item. You never know what it is or where it's coming from, but just know it will be totally unnecessary and you will have to buy it. Now, my new man, my little guy too, he got me nervous, very impatient. He has world-class vocal cords. Sometimes when he just screams, I just look at him in amazement. Like, wow, that's coming from such a little body. Man, that's loud. But please, I need you to wish me luck, all right? So enough of that yapping. Let's get to our freestyle of the day.
I did it again. Joel Santana. That fiend out is on the way. Along with that, what the game's been missing. Hey, get it. I got enough to go around. And it all takes place uptown. I grew up on a hot block. You get shot, popped, and left in pieces like a chop shop. Harlem, that's where I reside in Stormback. You ask for war, I provide the combat. Shells get launched at wherever you stand. That'll be a burial, man. Time to get my juice back up. Fools act up, tools clap, yup. They all gotta fall, they all gotta lay. They know how it go, they know how I play. Yeah, I'm knocking them all off. They just like tags, I pop them, they fall off. Standing on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if you know the ledge. Rap game's in danger, shorty's here. Act up, I crack this 40 a beer. Cross your head, watch you slip off the ledge. You'll be pronounced dead, dead, dead. I don't play that, I okay that. Hit man, and he put it in, man. He said give him a fair one, give him a clip. If that don't work, give him the spare one. Switch to southpaw, bullets bounce on walls. Come back, go in and out, y'all. Roll with an army, those try to harm me. Get grave sites and stones made in concrete. Trying to get they come up on. I ain't the one to come up on. You come up gone, come up cut, come up torn. Mold like some f***ed up lawn. Homie, you'll need that best. Believe that, yes. And I don't think you need that stress. I'm living on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the leg.
That freestyle of the day was brought to you by So What's the Scenario, the hip-hop-based debate game for 4 to 8 players. Just the right amount of randomness, personal opinion, trash talk, strategy, and music discovery. Great for any game night, and right now, if you use my code COOL, COOL, you will receive free shipping. So what's the scenario, baby? That's right. I'm repping the Diplomats. You know why? Because it's Memorial Day weekend, and this mixtape, the Memorial Day mixtape, was mad special to me and my guy Hub. We used to bump these joints all the time. So I wanted to relive that. That freestyle of the day brings us to today's mathematics birthdays. What's cool is these two legends, that we're celebrating today were born on the same exact day. Same exact year, everything. Happy 47th birthday to Jason Terrence Phillips, known to me and you as the KI Double. Top five, dead or alive. Jadakiss, man. One third of the most consistent group in rap history. 20 plus years of never a split. And also never a whack verse. Just reinvented himself as the king of verses. Jadakiss is one half of our celebration today. Four albums as the Lox. Six solo studio albums. Countless and countless mixtapes. He by far has some of the most work in the business to offer. So we are definitely going to celebrate Jadakiss today on this great Friday. Our next legend, once again, a happy 47th birthday to Andre Loren Benjamin, aka 3stacks, aka Andre 3000, one half of Atlanta's Godfather group and Dungeon Family representative, one of rap's most mysterious figures. You know, we can't deny his enormous star power. Besides being one of hip hop's favorites, Billboard and Complex also named Dre as one of their top 10 rappers of all times. Now, no classics drop today, which is crazy. Normally we always get something, but if you're looking for a classic that dropped over this weekend, you'll have to revisit Real N-I-G-G-A-Z for Life by the NWA that dropped, which would be tomorrow, back in 91. So if you're looking for something to listen to this weekend, that's something to do so. And that right there is today's mathematics, man. So half of today's show is dedicated to the top five dead or alive Jadakiss. Born in Yonkers, Jada began writing his music at 12 years old. He also began hustling after his parents had asked him to go ahead and earn some money of his own. He began freestyling for money after watching other people do it on a street corner. Isn't that crazy? If you think about it, could you imagine if you like walking down the street and the kid's just rapping on the corner collecting bread? I think he would literally get my whole entire check. That kid would have all my money. Now, to make the situation even better, it was on those same corners rapping where he met his longtime friends Sheik Looch and Styles P. By 13, he had developed a real reputation in the neighborhood for having skills. In his early teens, he entered himself into a freestyle competition in Florida, where he attracted the attention of the owners of Rough Riders. That's DNY, if you guys don't know. Along with Styles and Sheik Looch, they formed the group known as the Warlocks, and the trio began rapping together. Eventually, they happened to run into MJB, Mary J. Blige, who was also a Yonkers resident, who was so impressed with their lyrics, she handed their demo over to a young P. Diddy. He signed the group to his Bad Boy label, and just like that, 18 years old, the kids were on. He immediately began writing and performing on the hit songs, for, you know, all of the Bad Boy artists, including Puff Daddy's It's All About the Benjamins. And the Lox's first hit song was a tribute to the Notorious B.I.G. in the wake of his death in 1997. It was titled We'll Always Love Big Papa. Now, that song was chosen as the B-side to Puff's smash tribute I'll Be Missing You, and received such widespread commercial success it achieved multi-platinum status. Now, the success and the reception of this song opened up the door for him to write more of their own songs. And in 1998, the Lox released their debut album, Money, Power, and Respect. That album was both a commercial and critical success, as well as a super hood gem. Come on, you know it's a hood gem. It peaked at number 3 on the Billboard 200 and number 1 on the U.S. top R&B and hip hop albums chart. Since then, of course, that album has reached platinum status. Now, after leaving Bad Boy, Jada inherited some more success, reuniting with his hometown label, the Rough Riders, and even more when he decided to drop his first solo album. It was called Kiss the Game Goodbye on Interscope Records. Popular guests and producers such as DJ Premier, The Alchemist, DMX, Eve, Snoop Dogg, Nas, and of course Swiss Beatz helped this joint do 200,000 copies its first week, and it is now gold. But listen, This is important right here, what I'm about to say to you. This album is sitting right now at a little over 800,000 records sold. We have to make this platinum. It is our responsibility as fans to do so. Today, Jada is still writing dope verses and is crowned the king of verses after kicking Fabolous's ass, kicking the Diplomat's ass on Triller stages. So let's celebrate the top five MC from Yonkers, New York with a new joint. This is brand spanking. It's called Damn Shame. It should be played at loud volume only.
Ain't even too much talking to do, cause you might be an informant anyway.
Murder on the beat, so it's not nice. I ain't with the small talk, I let the tequila do it. Bulletproof the Porsche like Tony, I let the dealer do it. Cracking the hoofy that needed the power steering fluid. They just had to pass it off to me, I was like, yeah, I do it. They ain't never did what I done, so don't compare them to it. Quiet while I'm up in the kitchen, I put the care into it. Bars don't depreciate, my shit's just decapitated. Streets know what it is, so go on with your accolades. This is for the underprivileged that call hell home. Trump gave him 1200, Obama gave him cell phones. My man got a quarter, he was getting shorter. They hit him with another one, I'm scared to tell his daughter. Shit is getting crazy, drug game is out of order. It's fentanyl, pills, or this K2 in this water. Not the money you save, the money that you run through. Damn shame, but I guess that's what it's come to. They run the game, huh? I guess that's what it's come to. Followers and likes, I guess that's what it's come to. Stars overnight, I guess that's what it's come to. But when that money run out, guess who they run to? Beefing on the internet, I guess that's what it's come to. Captions and comments, guess that's what it's come to. Whole lot of nonsense, that's what it's come to. Fake chains, damn shame, that's what it's come to. As far as rappers go, kill a few, teach a few. I'm in a digital space that's unreachable. I got a eulogy written out for each of you. You know exactly just who the fuck I'm speaking to. This ain't music that's made to stand on the couch, boy. This is something that real niggas can vouch for. He ain't get one kite, he got a dime in. His paperwork ain't right, he gotta sign in. This is a real conversation, don't even chime in. Niggas always go wrong cause they don't read the fine print. But when the money run out, guess who they run to? Damn shame, but I guess that's what it's come to.
Jada Kiss with Damn Shame. That's off a Funk Flex project that just recently dropped. Just a real class act. And his group always just showed integrity and what teamwork is supposed to be all about. From the beginning, the 20 plus years later, those guys are still putting it down. Before we move any further, if you didn't get a chance to join me last night on the Voice of NCC 90.3 FM, the replays of the Play It Cool show is now available at cooluniversity.com. It is the best hour in hip-hop and R&B radio. It is now available for your replay, so make sure you tune in. That's cooluniversity.com. Let's keep it pushing, man. So on the same day as Jada Kiss, another legend was born just a few states away. Johnny Vulture, Three Stacks, Sonny Bridges, Andre 3000 was born in Atlanta, Georgia. Now, he is the only child of a real estate seller who raised him as a single mother, moved him around Atlanta a little bit. In high school, Benjamin, who was performing as Andre, met Antoine, Big Boy Patton. Now, Benjamin and Patton teamed up to form Outkast. Shortly after graduating, Outkast was signed quickly to the Atlanta-based LaFace Records. Now, you know that's Babyface and those guys. And there they released their debut album, Southern Playalistic Cadillac Music. Now, the album was a regional success and quickly grew into what will lay the groundwork for Atlanta hip-hop. The album went platinum by the end of the year. Outkast was named Best New Rap Group of the Year at the 1995 Source Awards. Now remember, you know, that's when he said the South got something to say. Remember that? You know, you had Suge talking about if you don't want your producer all in the video dancing. And you had Puff Daddy coming out talking about I'm the producer that he's talking about. The South was right there and they had something to say. Now, it wasn't hard to see that this group was unique, with two similar but extremely individual personalities. As the group, Dre and Big Boi had huge continued success, and in 2003, OutKast released Speaker Box / The Love Below. Now, this was a double album that highlighted the differences in the musical styles of the group's two members. Though Big Boi's half of the album, Speaker Box, spawned the number one hit, The Way You Move, it was Benjamin's half, The Love Below, that generated most attention from mainstream audiences. It was popular singles Roses and Hey Ga, which was later declared like an international hit as far as one of the 500 greatest songs of all times. See, these songs kind of opened the gate for many like artists to be able to express themselves how they, you know, really want to and not be held in a box, you know, from his harmonies to his concept, his crazy wardrobe. He was wearing some craziness. I mean, what does he have on? The wigs, his music videos were full of character. And it just showed that Dre was there to really push the envelope. Now, we all know Three Stacks hasn't been very active over the last few years, you know, popping up here and there, you know, just to keep his name alive. But Lord knows why a man wouldn't want to keep all that talent to himself. You get what I'm saying? But check it. With almost 17 films under his belt, Dre has already left one hell of a legacy. Just like Lauren, man, Andre has kind of backed off the gas as far as making new music. He did pop up with a fire verse, and this one comes on Kanye's Life of the Party. All right, this should be played at loud volume only. CUNY Radio.
Life of the Party. Mm-hmm. I almost found. It's the life of the party. To think I could've almost died. Lord help us.
Hey, Miss Donda, you run into my mama, please tell her I said say something. I'm starting to believe ain't no such thing as heaven's trumpets. No after over, this is it done. If there's a heaven, you would think they let you speak to your son. Maybe she has in the form of a baby's laugh I heard passing by in a stroller, reminding me, hey, keep rolling, oh no. Maybe she has with the prick of a blade of grass I've been laying on way too long, got me itchy, got up and roamed a little more. Miss Donda, you see my mama, tell her I'm lost. You see, she'd always light a cigarette, we talk, I would cough, exaggerating a little bit so she get the point, trying to get her to stop smoking. I would lead and fire up a joint till I quit, started back up again. 20 years later, all that time, y'all thought a nigga was high, thought I was crazy. My mama, she ain't cut no corners, got me back on track. I don't miss her overstepping, but do miss her showing seven civilian life shit. Miss Donda, see my mama, whisper her this. The real reason I was geeked to go to church, must confess, when y'all grown-ups would be in Bible study, that girl helping me with my homework, her and I were fucking so pure and perverted, so spirit spinning and dirty, so on, so on and so on. We hope that no one heard it. Shh, shh. And to this day, I think her mama knew, but let us explore. Miss Donda, you see my father, please ask him why. He never married, always smiled, but was he happy inside? Because I carry my mother's name, did he carry shame with him? I'm sure she did it out of spite, was her decision at birth. Shit, she probably would hurt. Ah, poor baby, two young people with different views, a lot for a young lady. No coincidence, they both passed away from heart conditions. There's a dissidence at play, dad and mom do hard division. 3,000 poster child for big dick niggas raised by their mothers. I'm supposed to smile as if God knew that I would be trouble, keeps me around for what I don't know. But I do know that it's crucial that we do so pronto. I don't know how much long though.
Straight from Shibuya on some Zen. We back ramped up, we on 10. It's a marathon and look, we coming for the win. Just like Puff told Christopher, we gon' win big. Put the whole family on, look at what my Kim did. Just like Puff told Christopher, we gon' win big. We gon' win big.
What?
Southside gang mentality way heavy. I was thinking out the box, even in a box Chevy. And my favorite art teacher name was Mrs. Levy. Around the time I learned to put my feelings to a medley. I ain't turning home for like 4 months. and I bet she let me. She saw the vision. Yeezy, you special, gon' make your own decisions. And man, that was a good choice. Faith driving us like a Rolls Royce. They tried to take my voice away. I ain't try to take your choice away. I just pray the water break, just for my daughter's sake. From a slip up, fake signatures, from fake managers, it all damaged ya. Good Lord, give them enough of they own rope to hang them with. The paparazzi never really got what my angle is. They treat my married life like some type of entanglement. My neighbors still dissing, wonder why I ain't saying it. I can smell the setup, that's a Tupac in Vegas hit. I reveal myself and some don't know what to make of it. Gotta say it himself to make sure that the baby live. And if they ain't here, then tell me who gonna say this shit. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a goddamn minute. Let me stop playing with it, ha! In the land with it, hot in the land with it. In a damn pandemic, nerve of Uncle Sam, gotta have his damn hand in it. Listen, straight from Shibuya on some Zen. I'm on 10, it's a marathon and look, we coming for the win. Just like Puff told Christopher, we gon' win, bitch. Put the whole family on, look at what my Kim did. Just like Puff told Christopher, we gon' win big. We gon' win big.
What?
Do y'all feel me? Really? Get off scot-free, I'm talking really. Get off my knees, that's if you're with me. Get off your knees, that's if you're with me. Get off your knees and let's get free. Get off your knees and let's get free. Really?
That's right, Andre 3000, three stacks on Kanye's Life of the Party. One of my favorite jams from him. In a selfish way, I just wish he gave us more to vibe to, because creatively and artistically, he is truly one of a kind. Before I dip out of here, real quick shouts. I want to send some love to my guy, Sean Manning, a person who has always put himself aside to help a brother out and to help anyone out. A person you never see down, and also a person who will help do anything to lift you up. And I just want to let you know, bro, that you are appreciated. I truly appreciate you. Listen, I gotta bust a couple moves. I truly hope you enjoyed vibing to some Jada and Three Stacks today. I go by the name Corey Cool, and I represent Cool University. You can find me on The Voice of NCC 90.3, where I play it cool every Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. And if you're not in the Long Island area, don't worry about it. You could download the iHeart or Odyssey app and search WHPC. Great news. If you cannot catch it live, the replays, like I told you earlier, are available on SoundCloud. You can find those via cooluniversity.com. Shout out to my guys, Cigars and Whiskey Pod. Their episodes drop every Tuesday and they go live from their IG and YouTube accounts Friday night. I'm there behind the camera. Follow me on the gram at Cool University, of course, and subscribe for those notifications. Now listen, Monday is a holiday, okay? So don't get mad, because you is not going to see my black ass. But Tuesday, I'll be back with some more fire and some more dope content. So from me to you, have a great Memorial Day weekend and party responsibly. See you Tuesday.